Chapter 22. Inspector Slack's orders, when I spoke to him on the telephone, were short and strong. We must say nothing to anybody about the suitcase, and a search for it would begin immediately. Griselda and I returned home very excited. But soon Dennis followed me into my study, looking upset. "What is the matter?" I asked.
"I don't want to go into the Navy."
I was very surprised. "But you love the sea. That's the job you have always wanted to do."
"I want to go into banking. I need to get rich quickly. You've got to be rich to marry a girl who expects to have everything she wants."
"You know," I said gently, "not all girls are like Lettice Protheroe." He was suddenly angry.
"You don't like her. Nobody does. Even the Napiers are saying awful things about her. Just because she left their tennis party a bit early. But she was bored. And she's very kind, really. I wanted to leave too, but she said no, because it would upset the Napiers. So I stayed. I would do anything for Lettice."
Poor boy. We said goodnight, and he went up to bed. Next morning at breakfast, Griselda showed me a note she had just received. It was from Anne Protheroe. "Dear Griselda, could you and the vicar come for lunch today? Something strange has happened, and I would like Mr. Clement's advice. With love, Anne Protheroe."
"We must go, of course," said Griselda. "I wonder what has happened."
"Well," I said, "the funeral is tomorrow morning. Perhaps it has something to do with that." At Old Hall, we were shown into the sitting room. Miss Cram was there with Anne Protheroe.
"I saw a reporter at the inquest," Anne said. "He asked me if I wanted to find my husband's murderer, and I said yes. And then he asked me whether I suspected anyone, and I said no. And then he said, did I think the person who committed the crime knew the village? And I said, they certainly seemed to. And that was all. And now look at this."
She held out a newspaper. Across the top were the words, "Widow says she will never rest till she has hunted down her husband's murderer."
"It doesn't sound like me, does it?" said Anne.
Griselda and I agreed. We then went into the dining room for lunch, where Lettice joined us. After we had had coffee, Anne said,
"I want to have a little talk with the vicar."
I followed her up the stairs to her small sitting room. But to my surprise, she continued along to the end of the passage, then up a narrow staircase and into a large, dark room under the roof. On the floor, there were suitcases, broken furniture, and some pictures. Anne smiled.
"I am sleeping very badly just now, and at about 3 o'clock this morning, I thought I heard someone moving about the house, so I got up to find out. I thought that the sounds came from up above, but when I called up these stairs, 'Is anybody there?' there was no answer, so I went back to bed. Then today, I decided to come up here, and I found this."
A picture was leaning against the wall with its back towards us. She turned it round. It was a picture of someone, but the face had been cut in such a violent way that it was unrecognizable. "What a shocking thing," I said. "Who is the picture of?"
"I don't know. All these things were in the attic when I married Lucius, and I've never looked at them before. Do you think I ought to tell the police about it?"
"I don't know. It doesn't seem to be connected with the murder, but it is another strange thing. I followed Anne down to her sitting room. What are your plans? I asked suddenly.
Oh, I'm going to live here for another 6 months. I don't want to, but I have to. Because otherwise people will say that I ran away, because I felt guilty, especially when...
She paused.
When the 6 months are over, I am going to marry Lawrence.
I thought, I said, that you would. She started to cry.
You don't know how grateful I am to you. If we'd been planning to go away together, and then Lucius had died, it would be so awful now. But you made us both see how wrong it would be.
I too am thankful, I said.
But you know,
she sat up,
unless the real murderer is found, people will always think it was Lawrence, especially when he marries me. That's another reason why I'm staying. I'm going to find out the truth, and that's why I asked Miss Cram to come here. I think she knows something, and I want to watch her.
Then the very night she arrives, that picture is cut, I said.
You think she did it, but why?
I couldn't think of an answer, so I took the blue earring from my pocket. I believe this is yours.
Oh, yes.
She held out her hand.
Where did you find it?
But I did not put the jewel into her hand. Would you mind if I kept it a little longer?
Why, certainly.
I then asked her about her financial situation. It is a rather rude question, I know, but I am concerned.
I don't think it's rude at all. Lucius was very well off, and he left things equally divided between me and Lettice. Old Hall goes to me, but Lettice can choose enough furniture for a small house, and she will have enough money to buy one.
I said goodbye to Anne, but there was one more thing I needed to do. And when I found Lettice alone downstairs in the sitting room, I went in and shut the door. Lettice, I said, and held out the earring. Why did you drop this in my study?
I never dropped anything in your study, she said. And that's not mine. That's Anne's.
I know, I said. But she has only been in my study once since the murder. And then she was dressed in black and did not wear blue earrings.
So she must have dropped it before. She was wearing them on Thursday.
Thursday, I said, was the day of the murder. Mrs. Protheroe did come to the study, but only as far as the window, not inside the room.
Where did you find this?
Underneath the desk.
Then it looks, said Lettice, as though she didn't speak the truth.
And now I know that you are not speaking the truth, Lettice,
because the last time I saw this earring
was on Friday morning, when I came to Old Hall with Colonel Melchett. It was lying with the other one in your stepmother's bedroom.
Oh!
She burst into tears. I said gently, Lettice, why did you do it?
What?
She jumped up, looking wild and frightened.
What do you mean?
Was it because you disliked Anne?
Oh, yes.
She seemed suddenly confident again.
So I put the thing under the desk. I hoped it would get her into trouble.
I told her that I would return the earring to Anne and say nothing about how I had found it.